Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Couple quick things. One, to this group from Alabama, this guy that's running around taking credit for the bill that he didn't vote for now. He kind of reminds me of an old Packer linebacker, A.J. Hawk, who I couldn't stand and thought was overrated. And my buddy used to always argue with me, oh, but he's number two in the team in assists. And I said, yeah, because he's always second to getting to the tackle. Half the time he was, you know, lagging way behind. But, yeah, he got there once in a while. But then to this inflation thing that's dogging Biden, I seem to remember, I was only a sophomore in high school, but I've read about it since too, that Nixon, albeit he created it himself, in his case, many people say, was fighting a horrible inflation problem in 1971. And then what happened a year later? He won by a landslide. But, right. Of course, you know, as my grandfather used to say after he left office in shame, he says, you know, I had a couple beers with the guys at the Labor Temple today. And for a guy that won by a landslide not a year and a half, 2 years ago, I couldn't find one SOB in the place that voted for him.
Yeah, you know, John Kennedy used to say, success has 1,000 fathers.
He's an orphan. Yeah.
So, you know, on the 2 points you raise, Dick, they're terrific. The clown from Alabama, another guy, a clown-like guy, was Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch went around taking credit for the first COVID relief bill a long time ago, and he voted against it. But this clown in Alabama not only voted against hard infrastructure, voted against it, but attacked people who voted for it. He attacked people who voted for it. He's one of the ones who think that the 19 senators voted for it and the 13 House members should be thrown out. And then he's going around with press releases saying all the great things it does for Alabama. Now, in the old days, you'd think this guy can't survive. The level of hypocrisy in the Republican Party is so deep. People expect this kind of thing. They yawn. They yawn. And if he's at a debate and somebody goes, hey, you voted against it and urged that people who voted for it be thrown out of the Congress, and now you're taking credit for it, he'd grin and he'd beat him 2-1 because a Republican will win down there. And the people running against him in a primary, which they never will, are more hypocritical than he is. That is the state of the Republican Party. And as far as inflation goes, a lot of that inflation initially was we were trying to do guns and butter at the same time, the Vietnam War and social programs. And you're right, there was terrible inflation. And yes, George McGovern lost. George McGovern did not run a good campaign. I voted for him. It's one of my first elections that I could vote, but he did not run a good campaign. But more importantly, and second, when you're in the middle of a war, it's very, very hard to get rid of an incumbent president. And that was the truth. So thanks for calling. Next, Neil of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Neil, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been wondering about the verdicts that are going to be coming out of Kenosha. Now, you'll have guilty, and then you'll have innocent. But is there a verdict where the judge can set aside what the jury says and declare a person innocent or guilty?
Yes, there is. And here, very good question. So here's the law. By the way, in Scotland, they have a third thing. There's innocent, guilty, or not proven. In other words, we think he did it, but you didn't prove it. That's in Scotland. Here, it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt and so forth. Yeah, here's the deal. Criminal and civil are different. This is a criminal case. The judge can set aside something, say that he can direct the guy to be acquitted. He can say that there was insufficient evidence and for whatever reason, just take it away. If that happens, the prosecution can appeal that. However, let's suppose the jury finds him innocent on everything. That cannot be appealed. In a civil case, the plaintiff could appeal something like that, but not in a criminal case. In a criminal case, if a jury comes in and acquits somebody, that is not appealable. They walk right out of the courtroom. If the jury comes back and convicts him and then the defendant appeals and gets it overturned, or the judge overturns it and the prosecution appeals, that those there the appeals can take hold. So my own view, Neil, is this. I mean, looking at all these charges, it really can, it comes down to, you have a wannabe roaming around with a semi-automatic on him, pointing it at people, which is a felony. That's endangering, threatening people, just pointing it. And then he shoots three people, kills two of them, blows the hip out of another one, and or the bicep out of another one, and really hurts him. And by pointing the gun, people shouted active shooter, ran after him to try to disarm, which is exactly right. So how does he say it's self-defense? An instruction was given on provocation. The provocation instruction says that if you provoked it, then your right to assert self-defense is virtually non-existent. It's much more attenuated. And so I think, I mean, just looking at this analytically, I think that there should be a good chance that there will be a conviction on some charges, because there's so many of them. However, this is highly political. There was a Earl Ingram is our guy, Earl Ingram from Devil Radio, is doing a great job reporting on site. Got to listen to his show at 5 p.m. today, because he's down in Kenosha reporting live, and he'll report on a verdict if it comes in today. And the deal is, you know, there are people kind of roughing each other up and insulting each other and shouting at each other. And, that's got to be calmed down. I mean, this is a criminal case. Two people got killed, as happened before. And if he's convicted, which I expect him to be, I thought he was as phony as a $3 bill when he went in the crying jag and he looked around with his big frog-like eyes in between to see if anybody was noticing. You know, that was not persuasive to me. That was insincere. The guy had been coached to do that. So I think there will be a conviction on some things. If for any reason I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. Okay. What there could be is what's called a hung jury. You have to have unanimous, even if it's 11 to 1, that's not good enough. The jury could come back a day from now and say, Your Honor, we're hopelessly deadlocked at 8-4. You know, four people have their arms folded and they say they're forever Trumpers or something. Okay. At that point, the judge gives the dynamite charge. That's metaphorically. He doesn't stick a stick of dynamite in the jury room, but the Allen charge, and the Allen case was the one that pioneered it. And he said, you damn well better come to a verdict. You sit there, sweat the hell out of him. But at some point, the judge will go, I declare a mistrial. And then the prosecution can do it again with a different set of jurors. And this prosecution will do it again. They will do it again. Thanks for calling, Neil. Mark from the SAC, we have a little under 2 minutes before the break. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark? And then I'll comment on it after the break.
That's my question. That last night, one of the other programs listening to that, nationally known defense attorney on saying that there's a clear case for self-defense in this, you know, for Kyle Rittenhouse. And my question is how can it be self-defense when this guy was walking around and menacing people, you know, just kind of pointing the gun at people, and you know, he went there, and the prosecution was forbade from showing how this guy was kind of plotting to do something like this, you know, indicating that he was wanted to do something like this in the past. The prosecution couldn't really lay that out. That, you know, that this guy was bragging about it after he had done it, and they're talking about, you know, and like you say, if he's pointing the gun at other people, how can they make a case for self-defense when he is clearly menacing people and people were merely defending themselves against an active shooter?
They said there's an active shooter and they try to disarm him, which is, they're right. You're absolutely right. That's why the provocation defense instruction is so important in this one. I think the prosecution did a very good charge. Mark, thanks for calling. An excellent point, that they did an excellent job in showing exactly what you said. He was the provoker. Therefore, he has no right to self-defense. That's ridiculous. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. She goes away.